you know you can listen to Superhuman Radio while mobile? That's right. Go to the iPhone store and download the free Shoutcast app and then search for the Superhuman channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get started on today's show, I have to make an announcement. I've received emails from a variety of different people over the past couple months asking why Southern Research Companies, the premier peptide supplier in the United States, all of their peptides are manufactured in the United States by Tier 1 labs, which has just been proven by some of the tests that they've run on some of their peptides, which have come up to be 99.1% pure. Unheard of, especially if you're getting your stuff from China. But nonetheless, why don't they run a special discount code for my audience? Well, originally the reason was because their peptides are expensive and they try to be as competitive as possible. And that really was what it came down to. But the folks over at Southern Research Companies have finally caved into the numerous requests from the audience for a coupon to get a discount. Superhuman Radio listeners, this is an exclusive coupon code. Nobody else gets this. Superhuman Radio listeners can save an additional 15% off all their purchases at Southern Research Companies by using the coupon code Superhuman15, S-U-P-E-R-H-U-M-A-N, the number one, the number five. Save an additional 15% off. Check out Southern Research Companies today. Okay, so many people tell me, you know, I want to eat healthy. I want to eat an ancestral diet. I want to eat paleo. I just can't afford it. I've got a family. I got three kids to feed besides me and my wife. How do I do it? And I know that it can be done. And my guests who have been on the show before are going to talk about ways to actually achieve that. We have Julie and Charles Mayfield, author of Paleo Comfort Foods. How you doing, guys?
Great. Thanks, Carl. How about you?
Great.
Yeah, it's been great.
You know, obviously, this is something that I'm sure you hear from time to time as well. And Charles, ironically, you are by trade a financial planner, correct?
That's correct.
So you actually see the things that people are willing to spend their money on and not willing to spend their money on. Is it really the truth? Do people have to make a tough a fiduciary decision to eat healthy? Is it cheaper not to eat healthy?
I would say that as a general statement, that in the short term, eating unhealthy would appear to be very inexpensive. The long term ramifications are really where costs can be burdensome in terms of just health. And you know, diabetes is not an inexpensive condition.
Yeah, I know.
Obesity isn't either. So,
and there's recent research that shows that obese people take a lot more medications than non-obese people, which leads into my big complaint, about the year 2030 closing in on us, that 50% of the American population is supposed to be obese. That means 50% of the American population is going to make the flawed medical system implode. And the burden, financial burden on this country is going to be greater than terrorism, the failure of the banks, bailing out GM, or anything else you can pile on top of it. So you're absolutely right there. But I would disagree with you in one thing. I think that the cost of eating unhealthy, on the intrinsic side, the actual cost is not that inexpensive. I understand that, you know, a Happy Meal for your child may be $1.99, and you think, wow, what a bargain. But if you took that same $1.99 and went to a grocery store and walked over to the deli where they have chicken breasts that are already prepared and a little vegetable platter that you can get a quarter pound of, I would predict that for $1.99, you could walk out with something a lot healthier than a Happy Meal. Julie, what do you think about that?
Absolutely. I think if you were to look at nutrient density and you were looking at a, you know, dollar per nutrient dense food, you would have a much better option if you went to even some of these local farmers markets, where not only are you shaking the hand of the person who grew that food, but oftentimes, especially when stuff's in season, you can get a steal of a deal. I mean, there are so many times when you go to the grocery store and it's December and you're buying strawberries. That doesn't make sense, at least here where we live in Georgia. Strawberries don't grow this time of year. Come the spring, absolutely, and that's when the price drops too, and it makes a lot more sense to be buying things when they're in season, and that's going to really save your money down the road as well as in the immediate.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about eating ancestral diets, we think about eating paleo. People get confused. They think that this is, exclusively a very, very expensive way to eat. What would you say about that, Julie? Is it expensive, or is it more expensive to eat, quote unquote, healthy foods than it is the run of the mill conventional stuff out there?
Well, again, back to your earlier point, it's very much a point of prioritization. So I think it's the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has their annual or their century report out. And in 1901, we spent 42% of our household income on food. In 2003, that was down to 13%.
Wow.
And this is despite the cost of things like milk or a pound of meat, going up over the last 100 years. Now, the interesting thing about that is in 2003, we spent about 50% of our household incomes on non-necessity items. So talk to people who say they don't have money to live a paleo lifestyle, and yet they're texting on their iPhone, which
yes.
costs them $400.
What, you know, what a really, really wonderful point that is. I mean, that, okay, some people out there are going to say, yeah, but I need my iPhone. I know I have one that I finally caved in and got a couple months ago, but it took me that long to say, look, I'm going to spend this money. It's much more money than I want to spend. But there are so many people out there who don't have any of the other things that are that I would imagine when Charles is looking over somebody's budget and going, well, look, you need to have health insurance before you have an iPhone. You need to have these things before you have an expensive smartphone. But there's more people out there who don't. More people, and Charles, am I right about this? More people are going to go out and spend the money on the trappings, if you will, as opposed to the things that you really, really need to.
Well, yeah. I mean, the word that Julie brought up, which is perfect, is priority. And even in the interestingly enough, the questionnaires that we provide to clients and trying to nail down their cash flow, because, that's kind of what it boils down to, money in the door, money out the door. Groceries are, they're not, now that I think about that questionnaire, they're not toward the top, they're toward the bottom, but it's just not a priority. And when you couple the mindset that food as the ultimate, benefit to our bodies is not as important, when you couple that idea with not only is it not important in we don't want to commit the money to it, but we also don't necessarily want to commit the time and energy to learning what might be best for us.
Yes. Yes, that's an amazing point. And I'll tell you, Elisa and I attended a symposium here in Kentucky about farm-to-table efforts that are going on, where we actually sat down and met with farmers to hear their side of what their challenges are and let them hear what we wanted more of and so on. And this one woman kept saying that some big box store, I want to say, if you could believe this, she was complaining that at Sam's Club, the produce isn't marked where it comes from, and she wants it marked where it comes from. And naturally, Elisa spoke up and said, well, first of all, you can go to management and ask them where it comes from, which that seemed to be too much trouble for her. My statement to her was, why are you buying your produce at Sam's Club? I mean, I was really like, that was like somebody hit me in the head with a ball peen hammer. Now, please, like, why are you buying your produce at Sam's Club? There's so many better places to buy produce from than Sam's Club. I mean, Sam's Club, buy your car tires there, your lounge chairs for your backyard. Your produce? I mean, that one didn't make sense. But most people, if it's not right there when they're looking down at that narrow moment that they have attention, they won't go to somebody and say, go get the produce guy and go, hey, these aren't marked. Where are these from? Are these organic or, you know, so on and so forth? They won't even ask, will they, Julie?
Oh, definitely not. It becomes a very passive thing. And then because it's not labeled, they say, okay, well, I'm just going to get a Twinkie instead because I can't know where my broccoli's coming from. And it's things like that where I think people get a little bit paralyzed. Even things in talking about protein quality, you know, one of the things Charles and I, when we do our annual budget, we make the agreement that we're not going to skimp on good quality proteins in our household. And that means we go in on a quarter or a half cow share and get the grass-fed beef. We go in, last year we got a lamb, and so we have lamb in the freezer now. Charles is an avid hunter, and the expense of getting his hunting license is one thing, but you know what? If it stocks the freezer full of venison for the year, and we know that that's some of the best quality venison or best quality meat we're going to have throughout the entire year, then it's worth that expense.
You know what? I hunted the whole entire beginning of my life. I have not hunted any longer. I am dying for a piece of venison. I just talked about it on a show yesterday. It's like I've been thinking about venison a lot lately because I've been talking to friends back home in New York, and Thanksgiving is the beginning of opening, you know, is opening day, Thanksgiving weekend. And everybody was out there getting their deers, and I was thinking, man, I miss a good piece of venison. Listen, we have to take a quick commercial break. I want to come back, and I want to focus on animal protein for a minute because this seems to be the biggest setback that people complain about. You know, I can't afford to buy grass-fed beef. I can't afford to do this. I can't afford to do that. And I say bunk. We're going to be talking more with Julie and Charles Mayfield, authors of Paleo Comfort Food. Keep in mind that a lot of the recipes in their book are easy to make and inexpensive to make, and you can expand them to feed large families and large groups. Go to paleocomfortfoods.com to learn more about this amazing, amazing book. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Julie and Charles Mayfield, authors of the book Paleo Comfort Food. And, you know, like I said when we were going into the break, the thing that I hear time and time again is, you know, oh yeah, I can get organic produce, no problem. But animal protein is very, very expensive, especially when I'm dedicated to having to buy grass-fed meat, heritage, you know, grass-fed beef, heritage swine, humanely raised chickens, and so on and so forth. That's just too expensive. What would you say to that, Julie?
Again, it's that matter of prioritization. And yeah, sure, if you're eating filet mignon every night, that's, whether it's grass-fed or conventional, that's going to be pretty pricey. But going in with some friends on, say, a quarter of a cow or half a cow, which quite a few of our clients at our gym have done, and several of our friends, we've done this with friends now for 2 years in a row, and that brings the price of grass-fed beef down to about somewhere between $4 and $5 a pound. Which you're getting a variety of cuts. You're getting the organ meats. You're getting great stew meats. You're getting the nicer steaks to toss on the grill, and it's averaging out to somewhere between $4 and $5 a pound. Now, you need to have a little bit of freezer space for that, but
right.
Buying in bulk, kind of like your Sam's Club example, people go to places like that to buy in bulk because they know there's a savings. And nowadays, you can buy in bulk from these local farmers pretty much every state in this fine country we live in.
Okay, I want you to give us a little education in the actual steps that go into deciding to buy a half of a cow, let's say. But first I want to ask Charles a question. In your humble opinion, Charles, a reach-in freezer, deep freeze, or a stand-up deep freeze, which one is better if you're going? Because you have to, in order for this to work, you've got to get a deep freeze, right?
Well, and that's an unfair question because we have both.
Okay. Well, no, that's a fair question. Which one do you think, if I could only buy one, I said, hey, Charles, I can only buy one. I don't have the space for two. I don't want to spend the money on two. Which one would you recommend is the best? And from a standpoint of easy to access the meat and also doing a good job at freezing it.
Yeah, I would probably go with the stand-up.
And it has a smaller footprint, too, that way, right?
It's got a much smaller footprint, which is, you know, if we're talking about your average person, you're talking about a garage or a carport or maybe a basement where this thing's going. We have a basement where ours are located. But, yeah, the smaller footprint, I think it cools things, freezes things a lot faster just because you've got the shelving with airflow. And when you, excuse me, when you do start to get low and, you know, you'll learn to kind of eat up your meats and refill it, but when your main freezer starts to get low, we typically transfer everything over to our main freezer that we can fit in there,
right?
And it's easier to defrost.
Now, can you get as much into the same cubic foot area of a stand up deep freeze as you can to a reach in deep freeze, Charles?
I think the better question is, I don't think you can. Let me answer your question.
Yeah.
But I think you get more cubic feet as a general rule of thumb with a chest freezer with a reach-in than you do with a stand-up.
Right.
But if we're talking about the general public and general needs and quarter cows and all that, a stand-up is, I think our stand-up is maybe 15 cubic feet and our reach-in is maybe 20, 25 or 27.
Right. And the reach-ins are typically cheaper because it's basically just a big square box where there's a little bit more architecture that goes into a stand-up.
Yep.
But that architecture lends itself to much easier accessibility. The problem with a reach-in freezer, as I remember, is you realize that something you want is all the way at the bottom. You got to start taking everything out to get to that bottom. And so,
well, but back to your point on prioritization, the priority here is to eat clean. Julie and I are actually enacting a day in 2012. We haven't picked the day of the week yet, where everything we eat for that day has to be something that we've acquired either via hunting or gardening.
Yeah.
And so, just because the loin chops on the bottom of the freezer doesn't mean you get to eat it tonight. Maybe you just go for the ground beef.
Yeah, no, I got you. That's good. Almost like a pseudo seasonality approach to accessibility.
Yep.
Okay, Julie. If I want to go out and I've actually called my farmer with the anticipation of doing this beginning of next year, and there's a lot more to know about it than just calling him up and say, hey, I want to go in with another family on a half a cow or a quarter of a cow. What are some of the logistics that people need to be aware of when making this decision?
You know, I'm actually going to defer to Charles on that because he's always been our beef broker.
Okay. All right. Back to you, Charles.
Well, I would say just making sure that your farmer knows what you're looking for. You know,
but isn't it okay? There's a price per pound that they charge you, but that's not processed, right? That's on the hoof. Is that how you have to?
That's on. Okay, so yeah, so there's a couple things. I would start with making sure that your farmer knows that you want a completely grass-fed, grain-free cow.
Right. Not even
let's
finished.
Just assume
right.
We're talking about cows here.
Right.
You know, some farmers grain finish, some farmers don't, but you just need to make sure they understand what you want.
Right.
And then, you know, depending on, I would just have an open conversation with the farmer. Am I buying this cow now, or am I buying it when it's fully grown? Typically, you're going to buy it on the hoof fully grown, so let's just say it rounds out at 600 pounds. You're going to pay a per-pound cost for that, and then, obviously, you got to take it and have it butchered. So there's typically a cost incorporated with that. When we're quoting you the $4 to $5 a pound for grass-fed beef, that's an all-in what you should expect to pay.
Net, but that's net. That's a meat in the freezer $4 to $5 a pound, not on the hoof $4 to $5 a pound.
Correct.
Okay, that's a bargain. That's really great. That's really great.
Yeah.
All right, so and a good point that you just brought up. Am I buying this cow now, or am I buying it, you know, for the future? You can negotiate with a farmer to buy and raise a cow for you, correct?
The cow that we'll be picking up in the next month is actually a friend of mine that lives about an hour out of Atlanta. He's not a farmer by trade. He's got a big field in front of his house, and he bought four cows.
Right.
And for a grass-fed cow, you need water and you need grass. And so I paid him for a young cow that he's basically let out in his field of a front yard. And in a month's time, we're going to process that. We're going to take that cow to the processor and you know.
And, yeah, and end up with plenty of meat. Okay, so yep. Now let me ask you a question. For those people out there who go, wow, you know, my mother-in-law lives out in the country. She's got all this land out there in Hooterville. I wonder if I just buy a cow and I pay her water bill and I pay, you know, blah, blah, blah. What does it run if you take the cow, and how long do you have to wait before you're ready to take it to processing?
I'm not ready to answer that one yet.
Okay, because it's
we're,
not
we're
done yet.
We're young enough in this process to not know all the answers.
Okay, that's cool. All right, with that being said, so the processor. How do you choose a processor? Because I know some processors, like my Mennonite farmer, I've been trying to get bacon without nitrates in it forever, and he tells me in the state of Kentucky, the processors must put nitrates or nitrites in the bacon when they process it. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. Why would the state of Kentucky do that unless they have an interest in, you know, the using of nitrites? When you choose a processor, do you go to one? Are they different? Are there commercial processes? Are there those who are more sensitive to the needs of people who are interested in ancestral diets?
I think you're just going to I mean, if someone's advertising themselves as a meat processor, as a butcher, and again, all we're acquiring here is raw meat.
Right.
So all you're really asking them to do is cut the meat up. The one thing that I did kind of run into the first time we did this was, you know, I got pretty rambunctious in wanting to acquire as many different cuts of meat
right.
as possible. and you really, you have to be careful because every time they cut one piece, they're not, when you cut off a cowboy T-bone, you know, you've just eliminated a short rib.
Yeah, and possibly a New York strip too, right?
And possibly a strip. Yeah. Right. So if you want New York strips, you got to be willing to give something up to get it.
Right.
Well, and I think too, the other thing, Carl, is, you know, the sad thing is that we live in this country where every state has their Department of Agriculture and the USDA coming in, and they have to meet certain things with certain inspections. Charles can actually talk about an experience he had at a local charcuterie shop who does a lot of butchering, and having the USDA officials come in and having to inspect things because they think the nitrite and nitrate thing plays directly into what they are regulated and must do. My suggestion would be if you're buying pork, ask for the pork belly and make your own bacon.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Charles, who slaughters the cow?
The butcher.
Okay, so you could go to a local butcher and you could say, look, I got a cow. I'll have them drive it over here. Assuming he's done this before, he knows what to do with it. He takes it from there. So you don't have to go to like some big meat processor. Okay. Now, what cuts of meat are most economical, do you think, when somebody's talking to, the butcher and he's agreed to process their cow? Who wants to answer that? Julie, you want to answer that?
Well, and again, this is even if you're going to Whole Foods and looking at their grass-fed meat selection, your cheaper cuts are going to be those tougher cuts. It's going to be a bone-in something or other. I don't know if the butchers charge based on the cuts that they're doing. I don't have that experience behind me, but I can tell you that typically if you're going to a grocery store or even at your local farmer's market, you're going to pay typically a lower price per pound for those tougher cuts of meat, especially those that have the bone-in. You know, like chicken, for example, if you're looking for really good pastured chicken, no hormones, nothing like that, yeah, you can buy boneless, skinless chicken breasts. You are always going to pay more for boneless, skinless chicken breasts unless there's some crazy deal. You are far better off getting the whole chicken. Plus, you then have the opportunity to do things like make chicken stock, which then serves an entirely different purpose than that nice chicken breast or leg or thigh that you just ate.
And, you know, there's some real value to eating that gristle at the end of the bone for those of you who don't do that, because the collagen actually can protect the collagen in your body. There's a lot of people are taking type 2B collagen now to aid their knees. You don't have to do that. You just have to do what my dad taught me to do, and that is eat the gristle at the end of the bone and suck the marrow out of the bone. and it does the same thing as far as is training T cells not to attack your own collagen in your knees. Listen, we have to take a commercial break. I don't think we're going to talk much about chickens because I think chickens, that's an easy one. You go and you buy a chicken. It's been processed a day or two before and you're ready to go. I just want to wrap up things about, beef before we move on to some other topics. We're talking with Julie and Charles Mayfield. They are the authors of Paleo Comfort Foods. Go to the website, paleocomfortfoods.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. The most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen
estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USCellWellness.com. USCell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USCellWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Julian Charles Mayfield, authors of the book Paleo Comfort Foods. Their website appropriately is paleocomfortfoods.com. This is a great book for those of you out there who really don't understand how to eat paleo. You know, you think you've heard of it, you think you know, but you're worried that it's not going to taste good. And we're talking about feeding families here. We're talking about feeding children, enlisting children into a way of eating that will, the greatest gift you can give to your children right now is teaching them to eat ancestral diets now and to embrace ancestral diets now so that they are not part of the flotsam and jetsam of illness 2, 3, 4 decades from now. They'll actually be strong and robust, and they'll thank you. They'll talk about it when they're older. Well, that's how my mom and dad taught me to eat, and that's why I don't have diabetes today, and that's why I don't have heart disease today. So if you really want to give your kids a gift, those of you who are spending tons of money on private school, spend a little bit more money and teach them how to eat paleo now and to make the effort to eat these types of foods. And it all starts with good recipes, and you can get great recipes at paleocomfortfoods.com. Okay, let's talk a little bit about and we'll wrap it up, because really I think when we talk about eating paleo, and you guys can agree or disagree, it really does come down to the animal protein. The chicken is fairly easy. You know, eggs are fairly easy. Those people out there who are eating swine already know about heritage swine, but the beef is really the expensive part, and it makes it difficult. What if somebody cannot afford grass-fed beef? Let's say there's no farmers in their area, so it's not an option to go in with another family. They have all these different obstacles, so they're relegated to going to the local grocery store. And let's say they don't even have a Whole Foods in their area. They live out in Hooterville. What else could they do?
Well, a couple different options. One is to place more emphasis on the proteins from good sources that they can get. So if they can get wild-caught seafood, if they can even just the canned wild-caught seafood at Costco, is a reasonable choice over getting a really fatty corn-fed piece of meat that might be on sale for a cheap price per pound. you know, the thing we always tell our clients is do what you can. There are some people who say, you know, right now I just don't have the money to put this in place, but I really want to do what I can. As much as we would love to say, well, save up your pennies and make sure that you find a way to access this grass-fed beef, if they can't, they can't. And we're not sitting here preaching to people that, well, there has to be a way that you can do this. It comes down to we want to find ways in which that this way of eating can work in people's lives. And for those friends and clients who are limited in accessibility to certain things, we say get the best cut that you can. If you are stuck with having to buy conventionally raised centralized animal feedlot beef, try to get the leanest cut possible because much like us, animals store all the bad stuff in the fat. So if you're getting the, you know, very high in omega-6, not so great for you conventionally raised beef, they're going to be storing the yucky stuff in the fat, and so you want to get the leanest cut possible. There are some sites out there, too, recommending different sources of omega-3s to replicate what you're not going to be getting from that protein source. Again, it's about finding balance. It's about finding what does indeed work for that family. We've had quite a few members at our gym, you know, go paleo, but haven't been able to place that same emphasis on the really high quality proteins
right.
that we would like to see, but they're still doing a heck of a lot better than going through the drive through at McDonald's.
Yeah, and a shameless plug for a guy who is actually a sponsor of the show, but he's not a sponsor of the show with his grass-fed beef and an animal protein company, but John Wood over at U.S. Wellness Meats, who owns U.S. Cell Wellness that advertises on Supreme Radio. U.S. Wellness Meats will anything you order Monday through Wednesday is on your doorstep Thursday or Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're awesome.
Yeah, right. I mean, they are the best. And John's big problem, the reason he doesn't advertise U.S. Wellness Meats with me anymore, because he did for 2 years, is the demand has outpaced his ability to access the type of quality meat that he is willing to sell. And so, you know, if your challenge is you just don't have someone in your area but you want to spend the money, go to uswellnessmeats.com because they have great products. And they also have heritage pork too. That's where I learned about it. Okay.
Oh, they have everything, Carl. We were their featured chefs back in September, and they've got everything from tallow and lard, so really
yeah.
good fat sources for you, as well as organ meats, which, you know, talk about bang for your buck from a nutritional standpoint and really cheap. I mean, it's funny,
right.
liver you would think would be the price of gold because it's so good for you, but it's dirt cheap.
Well, because nobody wants to eat it. I love liver. And you know what? It's so, if you are going to eat liver, it is 1,000% more important that you not use conventional beef, because the liver filters everything. And if they're feeding animals antibiotics and hormones and God knows what in that feed, it all gets caught in the liver. You're just eating a concentrated amount of those toxins if you buy conventional beef liver. But if you buy beef liver from a farmer who's raising his animals grass-fed and doing all the right things, then it's like manna from heaven. So absolutely, when it comes to liver, it's even more important. All right, Julie, what about other ways for people to save, you know, homemade ways of saving if you want to eat ancestral and Paleolithic style diets?
Well, one of the things that we implemented and have done this ever since Charles and I started dating and independently of one another prior to that was growing what we can grow at home. So, you know, we don't have acres and acres of land. I think our house sits on approximately 1 acre, but we've made areas that are priority garden areas where we grow our tomatoes, our herbs. Last night I picked fresh kale, mint, and parsley from the garden, and we had some refrigerated sun-dried tomatoes that were from our garden in the summer, and I made a delicious and seasonal kale salad of stuff that I was able to pick just that night, and here it is December in Georgia. Pretty awesome to be able to do that and talk about saving your money. You know, go and buy one of those packets of herbs at the store and you're typically going to pay $2 when you need a sprig of rosemary or whatever the herb might be. Growing your own is one of the best and easiest ways and really fun to get kids involved in too. I mean, how many of us remember being in elementary school and you had that little cup that you put some seeds in and started to grow a bean or whatever it was? And this is a great way for kids at home to actually see how things grow and how to plant things. And then going out and mom says, hey, go pick some basil for the salad I'm making tonight. Pretty rewarding things for the kids to see this is how things work.
Yeah, no, we actually, our audience grows stuff. We've done several shows on urban gardening for those people who
all they have available to them is maybe a little patio. And, you know, we've talked about box gardens and, you know, using jugs and anything you can. And so my audience does grow a lot of their own stuff. And there's a lot of benefits to that, obviously. There's no doubt about it. What about canning? Do you do any canning or anything like that? You know, canning, bottling of stuff so that when it's out of season, you can still eat it?
Yeah, we do predominantly, I would say we can tomatoes for the most part. We've done some peppers. That's certainly something we're always looking to expand our canning repertoire. My mom actually is a huge canner. And so that's one of the luxuries we have right now is we don't have to can everything because she does.
Get it from her.
Yeah.
That's nice when you have it in the family like that.
Well, but that's a great way to make, you know, seasonal stuff last. I mean, if you think about canning things like okra, tomatoes, I'm not sure, squash, you can can squash, you can can anything.
Yeah.
We pickled a bunch of jalapenos. I mean, you can can almost anything. And, you know, when they're at their cheapest in season, which is typically the summer month for most vegetables, then, you know, that's your time to spend a weekend and invest in a long winter's worth of good food.
What I want to do is I want to take our last commercial break a little early. When we come back, I want to talk about maybe one or two recipes that are in your book that, you know, every ethnicity of people we have our peasant food, as I like to call it. You know, the Italians, pasta and polenta were always very, very popular with people who just couldn't afford, and you throw a little animal protein in it and you've got a meal. I want to talk about simple meals that are economical once you've made the decision, you've sourced your animal protein so that families out there can do a better job at feeding their children. We're talking with Julie and Charles Mayfield. The book is called Paleo Comfort Foods. Go to the website paleocomfortfoods.com. There's even free recipes up there. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, an egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in Northern Michigan. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, I can eat stew and soup, stew or soup, or both of them together. I mean, every day of my life, if it's a good stew or a good soup. What kind of recipes do you think lend themselves to people who they have 3-4 children, they're trying to eat paleo as often as possible, and they want to come up with a couple go-to recipes, Julie?
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was noting to Charles last night that I have this newfound love of our slow cooker, which I think for any parents who have kids and are working jobs and running to school and everything else, a slow cooker is such a life and time saver, and it enables you to press that on button when you leave in the morning and come back and dinner's ready. And our beef stew is something that is absolutely perfect for that. It's economical in that stew cuts of meat, that tougher cut of meat, is always going to be something that's less expensive than, again, the really high-end, more expensive cuts of steak. And, you know, for something like that, you get 2 pounds. If you're a family and you want leftovers that you can freeze and have later, do 3 or 4 pounds of meat. Put in your tomatoes, some root vegetables like some carrots, some celery, a couple other things in there, a little bit of garlic, some tomatoes perhaps, turn it on. And then, you know, typically for less than $2 a serving, you have a great beef stew that's essentially a one-pot meal and super satisfying. Of course, we have a little twist or tweak in there in our recipe that make it taste that much better, but you'll have to check it out in the book for that information.
Sure. Now, when you say a slow cooker, some people call that a crock pot?
You got it.
Yeah, okay. You know, and the nice thing about those for families on the go, and correct me if I'm wrong, but don't you load everything into your slow cooker in the morning, then you go to work and you come home and dinner is ready?
Absolutely. We did that with a whole roast chicken just yesterday, and it came home from work and there she is, ready to go.
Well, I'll tell you another advantage to slow cooking. And I have a crock pot. Elisa actually has a crock pot. And we need to start using it more often. And I'll tell you another advantage to it. There's a lot of evidence now that advanced glycation end products, while they may be built up in the body by periods of hyperglycemia, we also consume AGEs, which also get trapped in our body. And the predominant amount of AGEs that we consume come from foods that are cooked at very high heats, whether it be animal protein or vegetables and so on. And so the lower heat cooking is becoming more important now that we understand the damaging effects of advanced glycation end products on the body and how difficult it is to rid the body of them, if at all. Some believe that it's not, you can't even get rid of them once they're in there. So a slow cooker, a crock pot, would be an ideal way to cook animal protein economically, conveniently, and to a greater degree healthier than throwing it on the grill or throwing it in a pan and searing it, and eating it. You know what I mean, guys?
Oh, sure.
I mean, have you read any of that research? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about the advanced glycation end products now that we can actually eat them? It's not just what we manufacture in our bodies as well.
we've read bits and pieces about it, certainly haven't had the time to study up and be as well versed in it as others, but definitely know that it's something that is a hot topic amongst today's population and something that we are aiming to learn more about as we're coming up with new recipes and doing all sorts of new fun stuff.
Yeah, I think the crock pot is a is a big answer to that one. Wow. Anyway, any other recipes that are go-to recipes that are fast to make and lend themselves to the paleo-style diet?
Well, I'll tell you, the fast to make is a tough one because you're, you know, back to kind of what's the cheaper cuts of meat and things of that nature. You know, it's cheaper to buy a whole chicken than it is to buy a cut-up chicken. So faster is not necessarily going to be conducive to less expensive.
Well, I guess I really meant was like easy to make. You know, people think that it's a big prolonged effort. It's not. It doesn't have to be, in other words.
I would say our, you know, something like our chili recipe.
Oh,
chili is an easy go-to. I think Julie may have done the math on a couple pounds of ground, you know, pick your poison there, but the ground beef or turkey or chicken or in our case, venison. And all the various accompaniments that go with that, and talk about a great meal you can carry into the winter with you, canned tomatoes and all that fun stuff.
What is it? What does it end up costing a serving, Julie? What'd you come up with?
For our chili, again, this is based on Mark's Daily Apple had price quotes from a local farm, so I think it was somewhere local to California, and they were quoting $4.39 a pound for ground beef. So assuming that you had to buy your tomatoes, you didn't have your own home-canned, BPA-free tomatoes in a nice mason jar, you know, that's going to come up somewhere around also $2 a serving. But again, the great thing with that is you could cook up 4 or 5 pounds of the ground beef in there and make a huge old vat of chili and freeze up the leftovers. So again, when we're talking about money, time is also money, right?
Right.
So people who are the head of a family of four, they don't have hours and hours to slave in the kitchen. Chili's another great thing you can put on the stove on a really low heat or even do in that same crock pot, let it go all day, let it simmer. Cook everything up, and then you're going to come home to really nice, all the flavors melded together chili.
I'll tell you something I used to love to do when I hunted, and I used to get, and if you could imagine, I lived in an area of Queens that was kind of like Archie Bunker-esque, and I had a I had a telephone pole in the back right corner of my tiny little yard that I used to hoist my deer carcasses up and let them drain. So my neighbors loved me, by the way. I had a butcher's saw and a cleaver, and I had a big table that I would lay out with the saw horses, and I would process them right in my backyard. So I processed my own deers as well. But one of the things I used to love to do is make deer jerky, and you could do this with beef. And a lot of people think you have to buy a food dehydrator. If you turn your oven on the lowest setting, which I think is like 140 degrees or 180 degrees, and leave the door slightly cracked open and put your meat on a screen that it can drip through, and then put something on the bottom to catch all the rendered fat, you can make your own jerky. Jerky is fantastic. Charles, do you make jerky?
I do, actually, and my method is exactly that. I mean, we have a dehydrator. We're actually trying out dehydrators right now, but up until that point, I would actually use toothpicks and hang it from the top rack of the oven.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah, so, no, that method works very well.
And, you know, jerky's got to be good for you because, again, it's slow cooked, it's not high heat, and really basically all you're doing is rendering the moisture out of the meat. You're leaving all the fat and all the protein behind. And if you don't use gobs and gobs, I used to make jerky without putting anything on it. A lot of my friends would marinate the meat in soy and smoke flavor, and I was like, the heck with all that stuff. I don't want all that sodium in my body. I just want the meat. I just want something that's easy, like something I can take with me and in a hurry get 30 grams of protein, 40 grams of protein, and I'm done.
Yep.
And so I think that jerky tastes fantastic with nothing on it at all. You could sprinkle a little black pepper on it if you want to, obviously. You know.
Well, and what a great snack food for those long flights that you have to take cross country, or you're going out hiking and you can't exactly pack a bowl of chili in your backpack, but put some jerky in there with some nuts or some dried fruit and you're good to go.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And the nice thing about jerky is you could take your cheapest cuts of meat that you normally wouldn't use for anything else.
and cut those, slice them very, very thin and use them for jerky, and they're tender and perfect. It's not that hard stuff that you get when you go to the grocery store and buy it. It's tender jerky. It's really, really good to eat. I mean, I like it a lot. So I would say jerky would be another one of those things that people could do that's economical. And don't be afraid to give it to your kids and let them take it to school. You know, a lot of people are afraid to give their kids things that are counter to the culture because their children will be ostracized. Well, someone will make a comment about that. The heck with that. You know what? Teach your kids to have a spine now and stand up for what's right and what's good. And maybe that'll rub off on their friends instead of the bad habits rubbing off on your kids.
No kidding.
So, okay, so the bottom line is it does not cost a lot of money to feed a family and adhere to a paleo style of eating. You just need a brief education, and we've given you much of it today. The real challenges are getting healthy, economical cuts of beef, in my opinion, because everything else is you can get whole chickens for, you know, $4, $5, $6 from your farmer. You can get fresh eggs. Another thing we didn't talk about, but I've talked about enough, is raw unpasteurized milk. That's a whole food right there. And I know that there's a divide amongst the paleo community of whether or not milk is really paleo or not. But ancestrally, I'd say we've been drinking milk for a couple thousand years at least. And if you're drinking raw unpasteurized milk from grass-fed, hormone-free cows, you are really drinking the nectar of life, something that was really made to be a food. So that's another good choice, and it's economical. You can get a gallon of raw unpasteurized milk in most communities today through a cow share program for between $6 and $9 a gallon. That's the same price you pay for pasteurized organic crap at the grocery store. But it just takes a little effort to join a cow share program and coordinate with people to pick up milk and drop off bottles and all that sort of stuff, but it's well worth it. So I think we've given people some headway into understanding the economics, and a book of recipes makes life a lot easier because now that you've found an economical way to get grass-fed beef at $4 or $5 a pound, how do you cook it so the family loves it, so the children gobble it up and think it's great? And those kind of recipes are found in Paleo Comfort Foods, and you can get a copy of it at paleocomfortfoods.com. Guys, you have anything else you want to add to the discussion before we wrap it up?
No, I would just add, Carl, too, that eatwild.com is a great source for finding those local farms in your area.
Yes.
They explain kind of the grass-fed basics, but also if you're looking, and it might be that your state doesn't have a local farm close to you, but they also list out the farms that do ship. So to your point, U.S. Wellness Meats and other farms like that that do make these things available, eatwild.com is a great site for more information.
Thanks for saying that. We actually did a show almost 3 years ago focusing on websites that people could use to source locally sourced foods at home and while on the road. And I actually had a fellow who was the local chapter head for the Weston A. Price Foundation on the show. And that was one of the websites that we talked about. And it's a great resource. I've forgotten about it, to be honest with you, because I've become so spoiled that I have my farmer who drives into town twice a week and I'm able to get stuff from. But yeah, that's a great point. And that's a good place to start for those of you who are thinking, well, maybe I'll make the investment in a deep freeze and start buying and going in with families and buying a quarter of a cow and starting there. That's a good source to find a farmer to start negotiating and talking to. Listen, I want to thank both of you for taking time to come on the show today.
Always our pleasure, Carl.
Okay, you take care now, okay?
Thanks, Carl.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'll wrap up the show. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Eating an ancestral diet, eating a Paleolithic-style diet is not expensive. It's really not expensive. And I'm not talking about, well, when you weigh it against the illness that you'll avoid. I mean, it's not expensive. It's no more expensive than eating the crap that people eat today. The truth is. The difference is it just takes a little tiny bit of extra effort on the front end to source out farmers to do business with, ways to buy protein, because obviously that's the most expensive part of it. And then coming up with recipes that the family embraces and become favorites of the family. And then once that's done, it's easy to reproduce that week in, week out, year in, year out, forever. I would say to those of you who have families, and I remember these days, I mean, I remember one time looking at my budget, and next to my mortgage, the thing that I spent the most money on was food at Kroger's. It was all Kroger's, too. I was shopping back then exclusively at Kroger's because I wasn't enlightened yet. And I used to spend an average of between $700 and $1,100 a month at the grocery store. And I could have spent that same money, probably less in retrospect, by not buying Hot Pockets and Marie Callender's pot pies that I used to keep in the freezer for the kids to eat in a minute or two when they were in a hurry, and not buying crappy cereal that I used to buy back then for the kids, and pasteurized milk. And I mean, when I think about the stuff that we bought, it was all poison. And I probably could have taken those same dollars and I could have invested in good, healthy animal proteins, organic produce and fruits. I mean, just all the things that people need to eat, and maybe even spent less. Because there's another phenomenon that we didn't discuss with the Mayfields that takes place. And that's the impulse buying. When you walk into a grocery store, even if you have a list, I'll bet anything that you end up picking 2, 3, 4 things up that weren't on the list because you saw them and you go, oh, well, let me get that. And a lot of times those things are part of the crap things that you bring into your house. When you organize your food menu and you have to order things from your farmer and you have to get produce from your farmer and you end up eating the same things over and over again, number one. But more importantly, you stick to the program. You just get what you're supposed to get. It's not like you go to your farmer, hey, you know, let me go ahead and get some Hot Pockets while I'm picking up my milk and my eggs and my beef. So I would submit to you that you may actually save money on buying things that you don't really need that you normally would buy if you were strolling down the aisles of the grocery store. Those of you with children really do need to think about finding ways to eat ancestral diets, if not for yourself, for the health of your children. It's hard. I know kids want to eat macaroni and cheese, and they want to eat, like I said before, my son used to love Hot Pockets. They were disgusting, but he loved them. And we give in to our children because we want them to be happy, but these are not good foods. They're just not good foods. And teaching them to eat ancestral diets and embracing an ancestral diet is a gift. It's a gift that will pay them back for decades to come with abundant health, great physiques, great levels of cognition and happiness, because they won't be getting depression like the rest of their friends because they're getting plenty of omega-3s in their diet. It's just the right thing to do by your children. So take some of the tips that we gave you today. Try to find the local farmer. Negotiate to buy some beef. Maybe you and another family going in, or you and three other families going in and buying a quarter of a cow. Get your feet wet with that. Buy yourself a little deep freeze. They're not expensive. The reach-in deep freezers that are less, convenient that I was talking about, they're only a couple hundred dollars. I mean, you can get a deep freeze for a couple hundred dollars and it'll last you a decade. And by being able to store and take advantage of big purchases, will pay for itself within the first couple months. Get a deep freeze, source out some protein, make a commitment to your farmer to buy a larger amount, get your organics from your farmers, do more business with your farmer, let your farmer help you. I'm sure they have some tips. A lot of times you can buy a used deep freeze. Guess who'll have one? Your farmer. But absolutely make the effort to eat a more ancestral diet. Let's give the government the middle finger by living longer. I've said that before. You want to tell the government, buzz off, live longer. And one of the most important ways to living longer is eating ancestral diets. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.